Hey, happy birthday! No, I'm not talking about your birthday. I'm talking about the fact that Renter's Warehouse just turned 10 years old. And to celebrate, they're tripling down to give you the gift of up to 30% off all their property management services for the summer. That's right, a 30% discount on Renter's Warehouse property management, taking off their already low flat monthly fee. You know, it seems like just yesterday that Renter's Warehouse was a fresh-faced regional property management company. And now look at them. 10 years of expertly placing and warrantying tenants. 10 years of professional, timely rent collection and maintenance coordination. 10 years of driving financial freedom by helping people run their home like a business and buy more rental properties. Now, they're America's number one rent estate company. So happy 10th birthday, Renter's Warehouse. Go to renterswarehouse.com today to get the details on your gift of up to 30% off property management for the entire summer. That's renterswarehouse.com.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Hello, hello. I think we're going to need some uplifting music for this because this is big. Nice. You see, there are other unlimited data plans out there, but none have lived up to the name till now. Unlimited gets the network it deserves, and so do you. Verizon. We're doing Unlimited the Verizon way, without compromising reliability, on the largest, most advanced 4G LTE network in America. And wait till I tell you about the unbelievably great price. It's just $45 per line for four lines, with HD video included. Not just unlimited, Verizon Unlimited. Plus taxes and fees. Paper-free billing required. After 22 gigabyte per line per month, we may prioritize your data behind other Verizon customers during network congestion. Mobile hotspot / tethering reduced to 3G speeds after 10 gigabytes per month. See VZW.com for details.
Hi, this is Chicago baseball world champ Wilson Contreras, and I love driving in runs almost as much as I love driving my new Ford from Westfield Ford in Countryside. As a catcher, I know a great pitch when I see one. So when my friends at Westfield Ford showed me how much I could save on a new Ford, I was all in.
Right now at Westfield Ford, buy a new 2017 Ford Focus for $169 per month. Also remember to join them at the dealership on Thursday, July 20th from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. as Wilson Contreras will be stopping by to meet some of Chicago's best baseball fans.
I played in the Fall Classic last year, so I can handle the pressure. But you'll never feel any pressure at Westfield Ford, where you always find straightforward people and straightforward pricing with no hassles. So join me, Wilson Contreras, on my other championship team, Westfield Ford, on the corner of Joliet and LaGrange Road in Countryside.
All Ford rebates incentives apply. Must qualify. Taxes and fees extra. Payments based on 10% down with 2.99% APR for 75 months. Wilson Contreras meet date and times are subject to change. No purchase necessary. See dealer for details. Offers expire 7/31/17.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Swing and a miss, strike three. That's 11 strikeouts by Jose Quintana in his Cubs debut in six shutout innings. And the Cubs win all three at Oriole Park at Camden Yards.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon, just after 2 o'clock, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. New Wolves coach Rocky Thompson knows how to win. He just directed his team to the Memorial Cup Championship. See Rocky fight to be the best in the AHL with the Wolves. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. We have baseball here on The Score later this evening as the Cubs change locales from Baltimore to Atlanta, and tonight's pitching matchup has John Lester going against Julio Teheran. The Cubs had a three-game sweep of the Orioles over the weekend, and Wilson Contreras was a bit giddy afterwards.
I think we're back. We're back to who we were last year. I mean, we keep on every pitch, no matter what the score is. And it feels good when you start hitting like that, you know. And I hope we can be like this for a lot of games.
And Contreras, who again is hitting cleanup this evening, among others, had a very good offensive series against some awful Baltimore pitching. As for the White Sox, they play host to the Dodgers tomorrow, with Miguel Gonzalez facing Clayton Kershaw. He's already 14-2. And we have one game in progress at Cincinnati. The Nationals lead the Reds 6-1 top half of the eighth inning. Bryce Harper, Ryan Zimmerman, and Brian Goodwin home runs for Washington. Eugenio Suarez hitting one out for Cincinnati. And turning to football, Carolina today fired general manager Dave Gettleman. And to say the Panthers have been an unsettled franchise would be an understatement, as in the last 6 months, they have changed their team president, general manager, assistant general manager, and defensive coordinator. And if an NFL general manager being fired sounds familiar, it should be, as 26 GMs in that league have been canned over the last 5 years. The Northside-Southside series is presented by Xfinity. Listen to every game live right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. The series is also brought to you in part by Subway, Subway Footlong, So Much Sandwich. This scoreboard update brought to you by State Farm. State Farm here to help life go right. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast comes your way later today, beginning at 6 o'clock. Mark Rohde's pregame show prior to the game against the Braves, all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
The Bernstein & Golf Show.
My ball, this is going to end the series. Cubs are going to sweep all three. Zobrist is there. Here comes Hayward. Hayward makes the call and the catch. And the Cubs win all three at Oriole Park at Camden Yards.
Combination of some really good stuff. Started pitching really good the last two nights. Hitting and then situational hitting. Oppo, a lot of oppo stuff going on. Balls and gaps. Two out RBIs. Moving the baseball in situations. Catching the ball. So, again, a more familiar method for us.
Let's head to Atlanta. Cubs and Braves tomorrow night. Game one of a three-game series that gets underway at 6:35 Central Time. John Lester going for the Cubs. Right-hander Julio Teheran will be starting for Atlanta.
Ketel Marte, the final hope for the Diamondbacks. And he scorches one to center, and how apropos is that? Former Diamondback Ender Inciarte puts it away. Atlanta sweeps the Arizona Diamondbacks.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Bernstein and Golf, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and also on watch, 670thescore.com, and also on Facebook Live. Our live video stream is brought to you by our people at American Needle. Be sure to check them out at AmericanNeedle.com.
Grant McCauley's on Twitter, at Grant McCauley. He is the Braves reporter, anchor, and host at 92.9 The Game in Atlanta. He's with us now in the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. Hello, Grant.
Hey, how are you guys?
What'd you say, Grant? Good to talk to you, man. Always good to hear your voice. The Braves, they're better than a lot of people expected them at 500 right now, 45-45. Is this what the organization wants, or is this a clear attempt at a rebuild and the talent is just winning out?
Well, the rebuild has been going on for a couple of years, and you've seen in the standings that the Braves haven't really been players like they had been for about 2.5 decades, at least, you know, running through the 14 division titles and going to the World Series quite a few times and winning one in 95. The last few years, though, with the regime change in terms of a new general manager, obviously firing a manager, bringing a new one in there and getting a new ballpark, a lot of things have been changing for the Braves. But the biggest thing, I think, is they wanted to get back to building from within. They've concentrated on their farm system through a number of different trades, including guys like Jason Hayward, Justin Upton, Evan Gattis, and others have gone out of town, and the Braves have been restocking through the draft the last couple of years. So to make a long story short, I guess, they've been trying to build through youth, and I think that some of that's starting to show up. They've also got some pretty good young players like Freddie Freeman, who are kind of in their prime right now, And they're, I think, looking at ways to be competitive and figure out what exactly they have this season. And the next couple of weeks, starting with the series against the Cubs, is really going to tell the tale.
But why do they want to be competitive right now? Because if I just wonder if this is if there is a rhyme or reason to some of this competitiveness. I know they're trying to sell a new building, and that's part of it. But are they closer to winning a World Series or further from winning a World Series because of it?
They're definitely closer to winning a World Series, especially if you look at the way that the team has been put together the last couple of years. When you watch some of those guys I mentioned, you know, guys like Craig Kimbrell be traded away, you don't have that really that star power for a couple of seasons. You're really throwing rosters together and hoping that some of these kids are going to come up and make an impact. But I think at the end of the day, we're talking about a proud franchise and one that got used to winning, quite obviously, under John Schuerholz and Bobby Cox, a franchise that was in the mix for quite a long time. Ted Turner was the owner of that team. He poured a lot of money into it. But as things began to change in the last 10 or 15 years, some of the financial reality came to bear in Atlanta. And obviously, looking for a new ballpark opens up some new revenue streams. So a lot of different things have been going on. But they want to win. Does that mean that they're closer to winning the World Series this year than they were last year? Yes. Does it mean that they're knocking on the door, though? No, I don't think that they're quite there yet. They're obviously missing a few pieces. But they have some players, and they have a manager in Brian Snitker that they are trying to go out there and win each and every day, move on to the next one, and see what they can figure out if they can continue winning series. And that's kind of been what this season's been all about, is just trying to take another big step forward incrementally. And 500 is something the Braves have not seen this late in the season since 2014. So they have made steps, but they're not there yet.
Yeah, see, I don't see it. I really don't see how, when you actually look at them contending to win a title, how many of these players are going to matter. There's a
the
couple
Matt Kemp's of the world.
There's a couple of obvious names, but there's so much filler. There's so many guys. You have Brandon Phillips and Tyler Flowers and Matt Kemp. They're just guys who are playing well and they're good, but they're not going to be here when the team is actually achieving anything of significance. So to me, it looks like treading water and then getting a worse draft pick when you could be doing kind of what the White Sox are doing and just saying, look, we're gonna trade off every tradable asset, bottom out, draft really high and find those core positional players via the draft.
Well, to that I would say that's what the Braves have done the last 2 years, and I don't know how long is too long to continue doing that kind of thing on top of that, because, you know, the fan base, and you guys are well aware of this because Chicago's a great baseball town in general, but I think that the biggest thing that they wanted to do was try to figure out a way to open up not just a window but have talent coming in waves through the minor league system, and they've certainly accomplished that. Some of the trades that they pulled off, I mean, Dansby Swanson's not having a great season this year, but in terms of long-term building blocks, he's a good one. Freddie Freeman's under contract for 4 more years. And depending on what they want to do with Julio Teheran, there's some flexibility there. A guy like Mike Foltynewicz has stepped up big time for them, and he was one of those pieces that got in trade about two and a half years ago. But, yeah, there are some filler pieces on this roster, no question about it. This is not the Matt Kemp of 2011. We know that. But Ender Inciarte is a nice player in center field, and they've got some really good young minor league players that over the next couple of years are going to continue to make this thing better. But I don't think that they're under any illusions of hanging a sign out in front of SunTrust Park that says, hey, come see the 2018 or the 2019 world champion Atlanta Braves. They realize they're going to have to go out and spend some money, be creative, continue to make some trades, and find ways to improve this club. But as far as losing 90, 95 games and tanking, if you will, which works in some other sports, but I don't know if it works as well in baseball, I think they've kind of gotten over that.
Grant McCauley joining us here on the Bernstein and Golf Show from 92.9 The Game down in Atlanta. He covers the Atlanta Braves, and of course the Cubs are playing the Braves this week. You mentioned the fan base and the draw. I remember before I left to talk about the new ballpark and where it was going to be placed and all the things that people in Cobb County were not looking forward to. How has that kind of been smoothed over since the opening of the park, and how is the fan base, you know, getting used to the new digs?
I think they're getting acclimated pretty easily to it. I think a lot of folks were worried that this was just going to be a logistical traffic nightmare every single night. It really hasn't been that. They figured out a lot of the things with the parking that folks were worried about, because in Atlanta, we don't really know anything about, you know, major metropolitan, transit. We don't do the public transit thing very well, and everybody drives everywhere by themselves. So that leads to some very crowded interstates. But they've managed to figure that out. I do think this is a more conveniently located stadium in large part. If you looked at the overall season ticket sales that the Braves presented when they made this move and where the dots were on the map, it was a lot of folks north of town in suburbia that were buying tickets for the Braves, much more so than in the city and much more so than south of the city. So they moved closer to the people that they felt like were going to make an investment in this club. As the club makes an investment, I think, in the winning product, which you certainly need to move tickets and to excite a fan base, I think it could continue to step forward. But around this ballpark is a really great atmosphere they've been able to create with a little tiny, you know, city, if you will, outside and around the ballpark that gives people a lot of things to do that Turner Field quite simply did not offer. I mean, there's a reason the Falcons moved out of that part of town and got the Georgia Dome, and now they're getting another stadium inside the city. There just wasn't a lot to do down there. It wasn't really, quote-unquote, conveniently located, and I think this gives the team and the fans an opportunity to really have something special to look forward to for a long time to come.
Speaking of Turner Field, Julio Teheran, he killed it at Turner Field, yeah. And since SunTrust is open, what is he, 1-6 with a 7.58 ERA at home? What's been the biggest difference for him pitching at home as opposed to what Turner Field offered?
You know, that's a great question, and I don't think it's one that Julio Teheran's been able to answer yet this year either, because he's been very good on the road, but his Jekyll and Hyde act has had everything to do with the stuff going wrong when he's at his home ballpark. The opponents have had a pretty good time there hitting-wise. The Braves, though, have been fine as well, both home and away. They can score some runs, but I don't know if there's any easy answer for Julio. You think it's mechanical. You think it might be something between the ears, but he's essentially the same pitcher he was a year ago when it comes to looking at his velocities, the pitch rates, and the percentage at which he's throwing these pitches. But he has not been able to keep the ball in the park, and that's been the biggest problem at SunTrust Park. It is very friendly to left-hand hitters. So guys like Anthony Rizzo, Kyle Schwarber, and others, I think they can take aim at what in right field has become a pretty good little launching pad for some lefty hitters. So I think the biggest thing for Julio, to me, is he's making too many mistakes up, and he's not mixing in enough secondary stuff and pounding the bottom of the strike zone, which would yield him a much better result. And then he goes on the road and seems to be able to execute at a higher rate. So it's really been a puzzle for the Braves, if you will, and for their right-hand pitcher.
I don't know how many people could name Brian Snitker off the top of their head when asked. It's one of those managers that kind of falls through the cracks. Like, oh, yeah, him and Torrey Lovello and some of these other guys. But the fact is, he in baseball circles is very well regarded. And I always like to check record relative to the Pythagorean calculation of run differential. And they've outperformed their run differential by 3 wins this year. And that is often testament over time to the job the manager is doing. So I think people might want to familiarize themselves with a guy who at least has performed in some adverse circumstances well enough that he's going to be doing this. This won't be his last managerial job, I don't think.
No, it may not be. And the biggest thing I think he was able to bring in, the Braves just needed a change, I think, from Freddy Gonzalez, who was a tremendous I think with Brian, what he brought in was a tremendous amount of respect from players who come through the system and had played for him before. I think they kind of tuned out in a lot of ways, and also the roster wasn't very good, so let's not bury the lead. But there wasn't much they could do under Freddy Gonzalez that hadn't already been done over the first few years. They had gotten into the playoffs but not done much there, and of course the Braves were in the midst of that rebuild. So I think a different voice was needed, and it was one that I think kind of relaxed the room, because guys like playing for Snit. He's a guy that really engenders a lot of respect, because he tries to go in that kind of Bobby Cox mold where he really pours into his players and they enjoy playing for him. So I think that's a huge thing. You listen to some Braves fans, though, they'll tell you about the 7-10 games that they should have won this year. That's all Brian's fault for how he manages the bullpen. But I don't know. I would imagine Joe Maddon gets the same stuff. You know, if you lose, it's the manager's fault. If you win, the players did great. So it's just one of those things. But I think Brian's done a tremendous job in his year on the job.
Yeah, Joe almost got into World Series Game 6 and Game 7 last year.
Oh, yeah.
Grant, great to talk to you, man. I miss our Chick-fil-A walks right before the show, man. I appreciate you jumping on with us, and I'll see you soon.
I look forward to it. That was one of the greatest walks in sports talk radio. So come on down anytime. We got that Chick-fil-A ready for you.
Yes, sir. Grant McCauley from 92.9 The Game. We had a Chick-fil-A connected to the building, and when Grant and Big Mike and Alec Campbell, the people on our show, Mike McDonald.
Another place I still haven't been.
Chick-fil-A? Yeah, it's good stuff. I mean,
that's two. We've had two fast food mentions in Chipotle and Chick-fil-A,
right,
and two places I have not
there's
been.
There's a couple down here, actually, in the area. I believe there's one right on Chicago Avenue, and I believe there's one nestled in.
Yeah, they don't like gays, though, right?
Yeah.
They've been pretty public about that.
That's why you don't like it?
That's why I hadn't really, after that happened, I sort of thought that. And I don't usually crave a fast food chicken sandwich. It's just not something on my radar screen.
At least this Mercedes Benz then either.
Well,
so everybody's got something, am I right?
Really, you can't like anything ever.
I tell you what, the only
Sundays, yeah.
The only one that really affected us was Barilla when Barilla the issue. But then they atoned for that nicely, at least enough for me to go back to have.
Chick-fil-A's new slogan. We really don't like the gays.
It's kind of what it was.
Yeah, that was a big thing,
right?
in Atlanta, especially in Atlanta. It was a big thing.
Sure.
And there was actually like a couple of comedians you drop in on some of these improv joints, and a couple of comedians were like, man, I love my gays. I live here in Atlanta.
I don't love you that much. Right? But
I love my Chick-fil-A that much more. Yeah, man. Good times.
Yeah, I'm sure you can find something.
Shout out to the gays out there.
If you went through every statement or every investment from every possible place where you're going.
Anybody that's ever made money.
You could find something.
Yeah.
Come on. This segment brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. So let me ask for some response on this one. Are you with Wilson Contreras or are you with Chris Bryant? I will put down firmly.
You're choosing gangs now. I'm choosing
the Jets or the Sharks.
Warriors. Like, what are we doing here?
I'm with our guy Chris. That are the Cubs back? Are they what they were? I don't know.
I don't know if Cubs fans are even like. I don't feel that vibe. And you can blame it on, not blame it, but you can attribute it to the World Series win. But I don't feel the Quintana trade kind of kicked it up a little bit, but I don't feel that emotion or that fire in the belly of Cubs fans that I felt last year. And obviously it was a different feeling.
But the Quintana trade, coincident with the weekend's results that included Quintana's performance. Like, you got everything you needed. If you're looking for it,
masterful.
You got everything that was advertised there. Everything is supposed to be
kicking in gear as a Cubs fan.
If you were looking for, and look, Wilson Contreras was looking for a reason. He happens to be in the clubhouse.
Well, why are you hesitant? You know, along with the Bryant and Contreras thing, if you are hesitant, why would you be hesitant? Is it because of the previous 90? Is some of that Cubs fan stuff starting to creep back in your head about,
For me, it's tomorrow's starting pitcher. I mean that figuratively.
You don't trust
today's
the pitcher.
Tomorrow's, yeah.
You don't trust the pitcher.
You have to string those performances together where you're not down 2-0 after half an inning.
Well, Hendricks, you got him back. And
I don't know what I'm getting in that. I really don't. I've always said that velocity matters.
Mm-hmm.
And you can say what you want about the art of pitching and upsetting timing. Right. I'm with you.
And are you missing bats?
Yes, velocity matters in baseball. And the kind of contact that he was given up with this golf ball
maybe
is...
Maybe it was the hand.
It could have been. He could have had the injury to the hand. I don't know. 312-644.
John Lackey?
Bad.
How many tomorrows for John?
Long memory. And there's I don't know how many more tomorrows are going to be there for the tall Texan with the...
Wilson is supposed to do this. This is Wilson's gig. This is like his
fire
zone.
Into passion.
He's the guy. Like, everybody's got a guy in their crew that they have to like worry about if they go out. Like, all right. Bill's the fire starter here. He's the one that, you know, we're going to get three or four drinks deep, and all of a sudden he's going to be, you know, people watching and start talking about people. We have to watch him. Like, Wilson's the guy that you expect this kind of thing from. Like, yeah, you're damn right we back, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you can print it, you know? Like he's that guy, and Chris is that guy. Like, everybody's playing their role right now. Just play better baseball. That's all it is. Just play better. I don't know how many more Orioles-like situations you will have on your schedule for the next month.
The schedule's favorable. So
play better baseball. Show me how good you are. Show Cubs fans how good you are. And I think this team, talking about the time off and all the other things, I think they're, you know, if they're in a position to show you, they got the games. You said the schedule is a little bit easier. They're feeling better about themselves. You know, Chris and Anthony haven't, like, there were times last year where Chris and Anthony were, at separate points, the best hitters in the National League. And I don't feel like either one of them have been on that kind of run. Yeah, Anthony had the leadoff success that was cool for about a week, but I don't feel like either one of them have been on that kind of 2-week run where it's like, yeah, that is the best hitter in Major League Baseball, assuredly in the National League. And you got a couple of those performances last year. Now would be a great time for both those guys to churn some of those out.
He's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. We're going to find out what you think as we digest a very positive Cubs weekend on your home for Cubs baseball, 670 The Score.
Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta talks Cubs with Bernstein and Goff tomorrow at 2 on The Score.
I think that I still have a lot more in the tank. It's not necessarily there right now, but I'm using what I have to the best of my ability.
Jake Arrieta, regular Score Cubs insider with Bernstein and Goff. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Apparently more trouble for Dallas Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott, who was reportedly involved in an incident at a Dallas bar last night. We don't know exactly what happened, but according to TMZ, quote, cops at the bar spoke to a man who said his nose was just broken, but the man appeared to be extremely intoxicated and couldn't remember who hit him. The man's friend told police, quote, it was that Dallas Cowboys running back, end quote. Ezekiel Elliott runs away from trouble on the field, but he keeps finding it off of it. Again, we need more information, but for the time being, my advice to Zeke would be to sit out the rest of the summer, get a Netflix subscription, and chill. Put your feet up. Seriously, the career you save could be your own. I'm Jim Rome.
It's golf time, Chicago, and White Pines Golf Club in Bensonville is the right choice as one of Chicagoland's finest 36-hole facilities since 1928. White Pines' beautiful tree-lined fairways and challenging hole layouts sets the scene for a great day of golf and is the preferred venue for many events, including the Chicago area's expert golf outings. White Pines golf rates are reduced now for the 2017 season. From peak to twilight, including tee times starting as low as $12 per round, on WhitePinesGolf.com. White Pines Golf Club in Bensonville is centrally located just minutes from downtown Chicago and a frequent favorite of both north and south suburban golfers for a great day on the links. After your round, have family and friends join you at 37 Bar and Grill. For the best available rate, reserve your tee times at WhitePinesGolf.com or call 630-766-0304. That's 630-766-0304.
Stroke. It's summertime and the Mega Millions jackpot is bringing the heat. It's now more than $200 million. You heard correctly, more than $200 million. That's one hot jackpot. Go to IllinoisLottery.com for the latest jackpot updates. What are you waiting for? Get out there and play because the jackpot's growing and luck is everywhere. Play responsibly. Must be 18 or older to play.
Hey, it's Jason Goff here, and I got to tell you, the savings are getting out of control over at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. Right now, they have 20% off MSRP on all of Chevy's most popular models, like Malibus and Silverados. That's over $8,000 in savings. And if that weren't enough, you can get 0% financing for 72 months. Like I said, it's out of control over there. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason Goff sent you. Includes rebates available to all, financing in lieu of rebates. Find new roads.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Napa know-how.
Any car brave enough to withstand a decade's worth of multi-state family voyages is worth treating to some quality parts and Napa know-how. Coolant for the Death Valley trip, wiper blades for the Pacific Northwest, air fresheners for the Southwest chili cook-off. Yeah, with some quality parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep your road warrior running longer, stronger, for many more vacations to come. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Merlin 200,000 Mile Shops are offering car owners 40 hints for money-saving motoring.
Hint number 12.
Engines run better and longer with fresh oil.
Old oil spreads dirt and grime throughout your engine. That shortens engine life.
Merlin 200,000 Mile Shops urge you to change your oil regularly.
That'll help you get a full life from your vehicle.
Because here's the real hint. Life is better without car payments.
At Merlin,
more life for you and your car.
Summer's heat with stop-and-go traffic puts stress on your oil and engine. Have your oil changed before your summer road trip. Visit merlins.com/summer for a $19 oil change. If you need a synthetic oil change, that's covered from just $49. Find other special values when you visit merlins.com/summer. Head to Merlin and merlins.com/summer for carefree summer driving.
What's the big rush?
It's Black Friday in July at Macy's.
Wait, isn't Black Friday in...
Right, but right now, prices are so low, it's like Black Friday.
In July.
Exactly. And we get an extra 25 or 15% off with our Macy's card or savings pass.
Gotta tell you, these specials are incredible.
And we get free shipping online.
With any $49 purchase.
Okay, what's wrong?
Shouldn't we have had a big turkey dinner yesterday?
It's Black Friday in July, now at Macy's. Exclusions apply, savings off sale prices.
Flash on deck. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
And good afternoon. It is 2:29. And from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. New Wolves coach Rocky Thompson knows how to win. He just directed his team to the Memorial Cup Championship. See Rocky fight to be the best in the AHL with the Wolves. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The lineup is in for Joe Maddon as the Cubs are in Atlanta tonight facing the Braves and Julio Teheran. Ben Zobrist will lead off and play second base tonight. Chris Bryant at third. Anthony Rizzo at first. Wilson Contreras will catch and again hit cleanup. Kyle Schwarber in left, Ian Happ in center, Jason Hayward in right, Javier Baez will be at short tonight, and John Lester on the mound. As for the White Sox, this is a day off with the Dodgers in town tomorrow with Clayton Kershaw coming in as the starting pitcher for the Dodgers. He's got a record of 14-2. And one game still in progress from earlier this afternoon. The Nationals now in the ninth inning, leading the Reds 6-1. Steven Strasburg with 11 strikeouts. Hockey defenseman Brian Campbell hanging up his skates after 17 successful years in the NHL. That included one Stanley Cup with the Hawks back in 2010, but he will stay with the Hawks in a front office capacity. And in golf, it's the third major of the season, starting on Thursday, the British Open across the pond at Royal Birkdale. Join 670 The Score at Westfield Ford in Countryside this Thursday from 6:30 to 7:30 for your chance to meet catcher Wilson Contreras. Catch an autograph by Wilson, talk Chicago sports, and grab some cool summer swag from The Score. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk. Also, the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast comes your way later today, beginning at 6 o'clock. Mark Rohde's pregame show prior to the game against the Braves in Atlanta. All right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Packy Webb Ford.
Hey, have you heard of Amy Kite, the realtor from Keller Williams Infinity? Let me tell you a story about my friend Amy Kite, who's a top-performing realtor in Chicagoland. It's not every day a home sells for more than list price, but that's what Amy Kite's team did for Vasil, trying to flip a home in McHenry. He wasn't happy with the service or advice he was receiving, and after calling Amy Kite, she got to work. Amy got the property sold in only 6 days for $220,000, which was way above the list price. Those are the kinds of results you'll get if you hire Amy Kite to sell your home. Amy Kite is the real deal when it comes to buying or selling homes. Hi, it's Jason Goff here, and when the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, call the realtor who I would call, Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Amy's unique in that she will sit down with you, you agree on a price, a deadline, and if the deadline passes, the home isn't sold, she can rent it, lease it, or buy it for cash. That's the Amy Kite guarantee. Next time I need to sell my home, I would absolutely trust Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Call Amy at 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. Again, that's amywillsellyourhome.com.
BeckyWebFord.com.
Welcome back. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score. 312-644-6767 is the phone number.
Well, the Chick-fil-A people are mad.
What's wrong with not liking gays, Bernstein?
This from the 847.
What?
Dan, that's irresponsible to say Chick-fil-A, quote, doesn't like gays. Founder was asked his beliefs and said he believes marriage should be only between man and woman. While I disagree with him, I would never say that means he hates gay people. He has not shown any type of discrimination towards gay people. His chains are closed on Sunday. These are his beliefs. If he doesn't use them to hurt people, so what? I have a bigger issue with what you just said, likely causing harm to business.
such a damaging businesses. Yeah. I've also caused harm to the businesses of Wisconsin's mosquito population,
pretty
too.
Much, yeah.
Their business of sucking our blood and giving us disease is now being damaged by my hurtful and hateful comments.
It was a big issue when I was in Atlanta because there's a very, very big gay population in the city of Atlanta because of...
Why do you think the Braves left?
It's one of the Braves left because people were scared to go to Turner Field. And they dropped it on the outside of that perimeter where they like to keep their blacks.
Classic case of business white flight.
Hmm?
Classic.
Yeah.
I mean, just
white people did not like going to, you know, areas like Mechanicsville and the surrounding ballpark area. I did a remote outside of that park, and I talked to a drunk dude on the air for about 30 minutes, a local homeless man, and he was just a little taste of the local fare, you know, my first introduction to Turner Field. I was all about it, but you saw little families of 4 and 5 walking from the car very hurriedly, like, all right, let's go enjoy our 2.5 hour experience, never a night game, this is your Atlanta Braves. So yeah, they moved on the outside of that old perimeter.
Roll them up.
Yeah, where the public transportation stops so that they can limit that kind of exposure for the people who don't want to be around the element.
My first taste of that was trying to sell tickets and work for two teams in Rockford back in the day, one of the most segregated cities, even more so than the one we live in, almost literally separated by a river, where... Yeah, I'm not going to buy tickets to watch a bunch of bleeps bounce a basketball.
There
really? So you just actually said that. Okay, interesting.
Go Blackhawks!
Yeah, right. No, it's like, are you want to come to Marinelli Field? No, we don't go there. We don't go. That's near the river. We don't want to go there, especially not at night. Really? I don't know.
Because you can't see them at night.
I don't know. I mean, there's some pretty good little Mexican restaurants around there. Mm-hmm. Some nice place, place to hang out near the ballpark. And,
Chicago Stadium.
No.
Chicago Stadium had that vibe for a little bit where
That was bad.
Well. What's the difference?
Because these areas weren't even that bad. Like what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I mean, Chicago Stadium back in the day.
Yeah, they had the pimps and the hoes right there on one corner for you, and you know if you wanted. Hey, there's
furniture
a lot,
on fire.
There's a lot of businessmen who kind of endorse those services.
Bob and Joliet, you're on the score. Hello, Bob.
Hi guys. How are you doing this afternoon?
All right.
Okay. As a longtime Cubs fan, here's what I think. We dealt with anticipation for a long time. Now the word is expectation. And now we expect the Cubs to continue to deliver. So there isn't this, are we going to get there? There's this hope or whatever. Now it's expected. So there's a change in attitude about Cubs fans.
Okay.
And the number two thing, I think, is the Fowler-Rossi hole that was left at the end of last year. It's finally been replaced with Quintana.
Dexter Fowler, David Ross hole in terms of leadership?
In terms of leadership.
Well, Jose Quintana's not a very outward.
I understand it. But he created a statement yesterday.
Yeah, but pitchers don't. He just played.
Yeah, he's a terrific pitcher.
He just had a good game. But pitchers.
He had a good game, and that's what he needed to all of a sudden say, guys, okay, I'm here.
No, he's not saying. Let's not play those silly games, Bob.
Because if he gives up five runs, you know, next start, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't erase everything he is. It's just you gotta be careful with that, especially with pitchers.
Well, yeah, no, just stop at he had a good game.
He had a good game, and he put the welcome mat down.
Look, he played well, and he is expected to play well.
Bob, you could be right in the future that he will have had 12 or 13 starts where you're like, my God, Jose Quintana is Jose Quintana. He's one of the better pitchers in Major League Baseball, but you got to be careful with the setting the tone as far as the leadership and all that other stuff. Because Dexter Fowler and David Ross from that front, they were everyday players. I mean, David Ross, not so much, but Dexter Fowler was an everyday player. player. So he affected the game every single day. Whereas Jose Quintana is only going to get the ball once every 5 days. It's a different dynamic when you talk everyday players and pitchers.
And by the way, I want to tell that texter, let the record show that there have been that Chick-fil-A, while they publicly backed off what the CEO said about opposing same-sex marriage, they have been giving millions of dollars to anti-LGBTQ causes.
It's a big deal in Atlanta.
Yeah, they have been donating tons of money to groups that are actively antagonistic to LGBTQ. So it's their money has been going against what they've been saying to backtrack from what their CEO said. That's just a fact. And if that's okay with you, it's okay with you. But it's not okay with some. In Highland Park, it's Dave on the score. Hey, Dave.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to say that in a 3-game series with the Orioles, with the that double-A pitching they had, or single-A pitching, it was really the worst I've ever seen from a team this year. I think they're the worst in baseball. So
I think the Phillies are right there in terms of the worst pitching staff in all of baseball.
Well, they said on TV the Orioles were.
Okay.
And the Cubs took advantage of it, which they should have. But you said something about the schedule looks favorable. I don't know about that because remember when they played the Padres about a month ago in 3 games, they got swept.
And then they swept on the radio.
They should be able to knock the Padres out, and that didn't happen.
So, Dave, you don't think the Cubs are good this year is what you're saying?
Yeah, I think a lot of teams are good, but it's been 40 years since a team repeated in the National League to win the World Series back-to-back. I don't see the Cubs.
We're not talking about the World Series. We're talking about a good stretch of baseball. The World Series didn't come up in conversation. Yeah, just a good stretch of baseball. That was the question for Cubs fans. Like Wilson Contreras stated that they are back and they're feeling themselves, and Chris Bryant is kind of taking a more measured response. That was the question. We're not talking about the Cubs going back to the World Series. Hell, at the beginning of this year, I said that we both talked about how it's not very likely that the Cubs are going to win the World Series because it just doesn't happen like that in baseball.
Yeah, they win 10 out of 12. You're going to start to feel some of the froth come back. Mm-hmm. Some of that energy is going to be there. Like, yeah! This is Matt.
My beer tastes good again.
On the score. Hi, Matt.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Speaking of double-A baseball, double-A pitching, I was doing some research this weekend over some of these top prospects that the White Sox have in their minor league system.
What kind of research?
This is going to be awesome.
Stats.
Okay,
I'm saying specifically what was your hypothesis? Okay. What were you looking for?
I want to see how the minor league pitchers that we have in our system, the top prospects that we have ranked, how they're performing, and I'm a little worried. I want you guys to talk me off the ledge here.
Okay, I can do it before you even give me a stat. I can tell you that sometimes, depending on the league in which someone plays, you get some leagues are hitters leagues, some leagues are pitchers leagues. It's very specific, and especially with younger players, these statistics, while significant to a certain extent, are not as important as what scouts are seeing in their stuff and the reactions of certain hitters at certain times.
So would you think there's any cause for concern that Carson Fulmer has an ERA around 6?
I didn't like him.
Well, Giolito's concern started last year with a major velocity drop.
Yeah.
And it seems like it's gotten worse. And I'm just concerned a little bit that these pitching prospects, not the hitting as much as the pitching, but they've been stockpiling a bunch of pitching.
And that's the key, Matt. That's the key. You're hoping that one, maybe two of these guys hits. You're hoping that Michael Kopech is the guy, they just had a guy with Tommy John surgery and Zach Birdie. But the reason why you get so many prospects is that one or two of them, pan out.
It's Lopez The other thing to remember, too, is just because a guy.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks. Just because a guy is initially a starter. If you can get a viable bullpen arm, that's okay. Mm-hmm. It's okay. However it ends up, if someone is a contributing part of a good baseball team, even though Carson, even if the day you drafted him, we think he projects as a top-of-the-rotation starter, maybe 4 years later, if he projects as part of your high-leverage bullpen, that's fine.
Yeah. It's contributed to a postseason run or a World Series run. This is from our Facebook chat. This is from Michael Fawcett. Sox got robbed on the Quintana trade. It's time to go, Han. Take your prospects with you.
What?
Yes, I'm just involving the Facebook people, the Facebook minions.
Okay, have fun.
Yeah, you take your prospects with you.
What does that mean? What's the point?
That if they should fire Rick Hahn and anywhere he goes, his kids should go with him.
All right. In Elmhurst, Al is on WSCR.
Yes, sir. Yeah, hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay. No, I was just, maybe I'm behind the time here. I missed the Fulton County Stadium. But, you know, you could substitute that with the what was New Comiskey 25 years ago. Now it's guaranteed rate, I guess. That, and the cell was in between. But, that, but anyway,
no, no.
That's the situation you have.
Al, 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 Al.
What, a bad neighborhood?
The White Sox didn't move their ballpark.
No. No, but that's their first mistake among many.
Wait, hold on. So, Al, you think the White Sox attendance is because of the neighborhood?
Well, the last 4 years have been, you know, nothing to write home about, but it plays into it.
Al, what kind of neighborhood do you think Bridgeport is?
It's not just Bridgeport. It's only one, what, I don't know how big it is, but I'm talking about to get there.
How do you get there?
The media is always pounding, and I guess
it's pretty easy. You jump on 94, you take the Metro, you take the Red Line, either way.
Get off at 31st or 35th.
I'm in Stevenson hoping that I miss all the firing and unintentional collateral damage on the Ike. But
what?
The firing?
What are you talking about?
What firing, Al?
Well,
gun firing?
I don't know where you guys...
Whoa.
You can't... No, I don't think he did he?
He did.
I don't think he did.
Yeah, he did.
All right.
He did.
He went...
Okay. I don't know, Al. I mean, it's pretty easy, pretty calm to get over there and enjoy a game.
I've never had an issue around the park.
Nope. De La Salle's right across the street. Those crazy De La Salle kids, apparently. I don't know. I live not too far away from there. I don't know what you're referring to, Al. I'm trying to figure it out here. There's places to drink around there, you know, around the ballpark. Cork and carry at the park. Oh, nice little Carbone is right down the street as well. They got their health situation, their city inspection situation figured out.
This segment brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline.
That
attention,
was weird.
Diabetics, with insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. I'm really looking forward to doing another news at 4 o'clock today.
Yeah.
Because I have a movie review for you. I took some recommendations, and I saw a movie that had been highly recommended to me. And
is this something that I've seen? Or
it is.
Okay.
It is something you've seen.
Good. Looking forward to it.
So I'm gonna bring that to you as well as some other odd stuff as well. 312-644-6767. Taking your Cubs temperature as we do every so often. And I think people are guardedly optimistic after a get healthy, get fat weekend in Baltimore where they got enough of... What is it? Boog Powell's barbecue. They're fully
crab cakes.
Fully sated.
Yeah, Len said he'll never eat crab cakes anywhere else again because once you've had them in Baltimore, then everywhere else goes to, you know.
And everybody sounds like Chad Feldman now because he.
Why?
Because you know he's from Baltimore, so you know he knows the only way to make a crab cake, and it's like,
is that how Baltimore people sound?
Yeah.
Oh, Manny Machado comes in here after the games.
Right, and he's just so adamant about how the proper way to make a crab cake.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, good thing I don't have many conversations with Chad on that.
I mean,
level.
Chad's a great guy. I just don't really feel that strongly about crab cakes.
I do. Anytime I can order crab cakes, I do.
They're good.
Delicious.
He thinks that mine have too much breading or filler in them. Where he just says it's just mayo. You just need the lump crab meat and a little bit of mayo. No, you gotta kind of bind them with something.
That sounds like an awful conversation. No, how long does this go on?
You know,
how long do you guys engage in this?
Stevie's got any endorsements to throw my way.
Right.
Head on down the hall.
You just pull out a pocket like, all right, Chad, let's talk about this. I don't want to talk about your Terrapins or your Washington, you know, racist names or whatever the case may be. Yeah, I want to talk to you about lining my pockets.
The 309 wants to know, what the hell kind of gun is endangering Al from that stadium on the Eisenhower? Are they firing artillery?
Yeah, I know about shootings on the expressway. I just didn't know it was happening on the Eisenhower or the Stevenson.
Right, I didn't know they're aiming some massive
gun.
You're
going to a Sox game? It's the Bernstein and Goff Show. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. You're listening to 670 The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Let's talk about Quintana. Orioles are a good hitting team. Yeah. That's a friendly ballpark for batters. That's an incredibly impressive performance in your debut. It's a dude who is not going to be rattled.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. At 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Baseball's All-Star break is behind us. The Northsiders are rolling, but my friends over at Chevy have their All-Stars rolling as well. Hey, Scoreheads, it's Chris Tannehill here. You guys heard the latest news about Chevy, right? Well, Chevy is the only brand to earn J.D. Power Dependability Awards for their cars, trucks, and SUVs 2 years in a row. Summer only means one thing for me, and that's hitting the road. Love getting some dashboard time, and the all-new 2018 Chevy Equinox comes equipped with 10 available active safety features to get you where you need to go safely. Not to mention the available 4G LTE Wi-Fi from OnStar to keep your soundtrack going and make sure you can look up those best eating places, restaurants, while you're getting out there on the road. So many great features, no surprise that Chevy is the most awarded car company for 3 years in a row. From style and technology to performance and safety, the all-new 2018 Chevy Equinox offers the complete package. You gotta check out my friends at Chevy and do it.
This season, hit a home run at Grand Appliance and TV, the official appliance and electronics partner of Cubs Radio. Find innovative living for less with a grand exclusive instant savings on Samsung French door refrigerators. Discover features like the Family Hub, a Wi-Fi touchscreen for food management, family connection, and wired entertainment. Get your home a new hub and check out all of Samsung's innovative kitchen appliances at your nearest Grand Appliance location. Grand Appliance and TV. You make it home. We make it grand.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the pool that will turn your kids' fingers into prunes. The living room where your dad will explain the nuances of football to you. Yet again. The kitchen where you'll alphabetize your spice collection and discover forgotten furry... what is that? In the back of the fridge.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy. With smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow. Find your way home.
Did.
Hi, it's Jason Goff here. When the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, call the realtor who I would call. The realtor with a serious marketing plan that will work hard for you. Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Here's a story about Amy's work. Amy's unique in that she agrees on a price, a deadline, and if the deadline passes, the home isn't sold. She can rent it, lease it, or buy it for cash. That's the Amy Kite guarantee I've been telling you about. And there are no gimmicks. That's the real deal. What do you do if your agent can't sell your home and the listing expires? Do what Raleigh and Candy did. After 3 months of nothing, they called Amy Kite, and Amy applied her incredible marketing system to the Streamwood home and sold in only 6 days for $200,000. Anyone can put a sign in the yard. Amy sells homes. Working with Amy doesn't obligate you to anything, by the way. If you aren't satisfied with her job, she'll let you out of the contract free and clear, but don't worry, no one ever does that because she sells homes for top dollar. Next time I need to sell my home, I would absolutely trust Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Call Amy at 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. Her phone number again is 847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the pool that will turn your kids' fingers into prunes. The living room where your dad will explain the nuances of football to you. Yet again. The kitchen where you'll alphabetize your spice collection and discover forgotten furry... what is that? In the back of the fridge.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy. With smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow. Find your way home.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver. Multicar. Paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
See manager for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. And also on watch 670thescore.com. We got Martin Landau died. Did he have a big impact on your life as a Mission Impossible fan?
No, he won an Oscar for his portrayal of Bela Lugosi in the movie Ed Wood. I've known him
from... Didn't see it.
As a kid, I would occasionally watch Space 1999, which is eh. I had some toys from Space 1999, back when that sounded like a long way into the future. Right. All the way in 1999. Ooh, I can't even imagine it. We'll all have spaceships at that point.
Hoverboard. Well, we actually did get the hoverboards.
What else was Martin Landau in? He Crimes and Misdemeanors, I want to say, the movie. But no, the answer is no.
No.
Not much of a...
Not a mover and a shaker in your life.
Nah, not really. Somebody else died, too.
I'm sure.
No, yesterday there was some other celebrity death yesterday.
Okay.
And I forgot.
312-644-6767 is phone number.
Yeah, George Romero, Night of the Living Dead. Director. Famed horror director.
Yeah, I know about the important movie, but yeah.
Nothing
for me.
That doesn't do
anything. Yeah. You might as well take me to Gene Simmons restaurant right now.
We never got to it.
We didn't. Caddyshack restaurant and now a Gene Simmons restaurant.
Like Kiss themed restaurants and
like not happening. When's Run DMC drive through opening up?
But it was the same. That's even old. Like Kiss's heyday. We're talking like 78, right? That's 2 years ahead of Caddyshack, isn't it? That's 39 years.
Somebody did the market analysis, right?
That there was a rock and brew.
People are yearning for that kind of nostalgia.
And the funniest thing about Gene Simmons is that he's become like Al Goldstein or something. Like
Dave Baum.
He's just like big old, like he's like a 70-year-old guy, and I didn't know he was actually born in Israel. And moved here with his parents.
One of the real chosen people.
Chaim Witz is his name.
And now he talks like this. Not any of you posers out here. He's actually born in the Holy Land.
Listen, I spent a lot of time spitting fake blood. Playing loud music.
Would you like a malt?
And now you can come in, you can have a drink, you can sit down, you can get a nice...
He kind of does. I'm barely exaggerating.
You're doing
he's
the
Jackie
old
Mason.
Jewish kind of person.
No, he is. He's Jackie Mason.
My guy with the 7-inch tongue and the crazy white face paint does not sound like that.
Yes, he does. He sounds and looks like that. I'm not kidding.
I saw the picture. No,
that's Gene Simmons. That's the guy, the demon that scared people. Like, parents
out.
Like, you can't listen to that music. And now he's selling you chopped liver and onion matzah. All right? It's like all of a sudden, it's going to be like Myron and Phil's. You're going to come in, you have a nice piece of whitefish. And Gene Simmons.
I refuse to believe he sounds like that.
He does. Listen to him talk.
We'll take your Cubs calls on the other side. I got some little odds and ends that happened over the weekend. Some big three issues and something that I saw. Something that you can take from the Summer League and take it to the bank at that.
Okay.
It's the Bernstein and Golf Show. Do you have anything to read before we're out of here?
Thanks for asking, Captain Radio.
Before I get out of here, because I don't want you to look at Tanny like, oh yeah, I forgot to read the
thing. Yeah.
Captain it's Captain Radio.
This segment brought to you by Volvo. Get up to $4,500 on a new Volvo vehicle you're choosing during Volvo's midsummer sales event. Visit your local Volvo dealer for details on this limited time offer.
This is Joe Mann of the World Series champion Cubs, and you're listening to the Bernstein and Goff.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save. With Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I don't know what happened to John Lester.
Yeah, I'm not concerned about John Lester. Theo found a way to go get two more John Lesters by the end of July here by the deadline.
You'd be happy?
You have a shot to get this thing back together and move it in the right direction.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Bruce Arians, the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. You came into Alice Hall and interviewed and were not hired.
I thought the interview went fantastic. I really was waiting for a call to tell me I had a job. Now, every time I look at the Weather Channel, I'm glad I did.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
And if you just put a range ball on a tee there, and people think all these majestic soaring home runs, a 5-wood would go 600 feet. When you wind the ball the way MLB has wound the ball, that's essentially what we're watching.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670.